Moses has preview of Israel's history. Moses saw the chosen people in Canaan, each of the tribes in its own possession. He had a view of their history, the long, sad story of their apostasy and its punishment. He saw them dispersed among the heathen, the glory departed from Israel, her beautiful city in ruins, and her people captives in strange lands. He saw them restored to the land of their fathers, and at last brought under the dominion of Rome. He was permitted to behold the first advent of our Savior. He saw Jesus as a babe in Bethlehem. He heard the voices of the angelic host break forth in the glad song of praise to God and peace on earth. He beheld in the heavens the star guiding the wise men of the east to Jesus, and a great light flooded his mind as he recalled those prophetic words, "There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." He beheld Christ's humble life in Nazareth, his ministry of love and sympathy and healing, his rejection by a proud, unbelieving nation. Amazed, he listened to their boastful exaltation of the law of God, while they despised and rejected him by whom the law was given. He saw Jesus upon Olivet as with weeping he bade farewell to the city of his love. As Moses beheld the final rejection of that people for whom he had toiled, prayed, and sacrificed, for whom he had been willing that his own name should be blotted from the book of life, as he listened to those fearful words, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate," his heart was wrung with anguish. Bitter tears fell from his eyes in sympathy with the sorrow of the Son of God.